Enzo was full of apologies for being late when he arrived at the Café de la Jetée. Alain and Elizabeth were sitting on the terrace with old Jacques Gassman.
"I got held up at the house," Enzo said. "There were messages for me."
Alain shook his hand vigorously.
"That was very inconsiderate of you, Monsieur MacLeod. Damn it, man, we've had to sit here drinking while we waited for you."
Enzo grinned and shook hands with the old doctor.
"Good to see you again, Dr. Gassman."
He noticed that Elizabeth's smile was a little frozen, then cast his eyes over the empty glasses on the table.
"Let me get you all another before we eat."
But Dr. Gassman got stiffly to his feet.
"Not for me, thank you, Monsieur MacLeod. I must be on my way. Don't want to spoil lunch for you young folk."
"Oh, don't be silly," Elizabeth chided him. But the old doctor just raised a hand and smiled.
"Bon appetit," he said,
and he shuffled off across the cobbles toward where his Range Rover was parked at the quayside. Enzo lifted the glasses from the table.
"Same again?"
"Please," Elizabeth said. "We're both on red." When Enzo got to the bar inside, he cast a quick glance back toward the door. Both Alain and Elizabeth were facing toward the harbour, and he could see old Gassman behind the wheel of his Range Rover starting the motor. He turned back to the counter. The barmaid was busy serving someone else, and he carefully set out the three glasses in front of him. For a moment she had her back turned as she poured a measure of pastis, and he lifted one of the glasses by its stalk and slipped it quickly into his shoulder bag. When he looked up again, he saw a vacant-eyed regular at the far end of the bar watching him. The man was unshaven and wore a Breton-peaked cap pushed back on his head. The glass in front of him was empty. There was no way he had not seen Enzo slipping the wine glass into his bag. Enzo almost blushed. It was the first time he'd ever been caught stealing a glass from a pub. He recovered a little of his composure, winked at the man and put a finger to his lips. The barmaid turned toward him, and he gave her his best smile.
"Three glasses of red, please, for the table on the terrace, and whatever my friend at the end of the bar there is having."